Internet and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome.
Echo.
What?
Got a bit of echo.
Are we?
I think so.
Please say we're going to start this again.
No, this is now the start.
Oh.
It's good. Fine, go for it.
Are you sure? Have we got your permission, Mr. Chisholm?
Hold on. Wait. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Welcome to the Gamer Show. It's been a couple of weeks. Some stuff's happened. We actually don't have anything to talk about in terms of...
Goodbye.
We don't have anything to talk about in terms of Xbox One or PlayStation 4 this week, really, do we? Nothing's really happened. Actually, before I move on to the news, shame on you, our 27th listener, because all 26 of your brethren have left us reviews.
Since when is it 26 people?
Well, we know 27 people listen to us.
No, we've had 20 however many Six. Reviews, mm-hmm. right? But yeah. A lot of them are by the same people.
You can't do that. I don't think you can do that on iTunes. I might be wrong, but I think there's... Because you've got to have an iTunes account that's attached to your credit card, and you can't have two accounts on one credit card.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
Shut you down. So, 27th
this
listener.
This is going to be a crap show.
It's going to be less than 26 because a lot of people maybe listen to 5 minutes and leave. And leave a review going, what?
Well, no wonder. Listen to the quality of this.
5 minutes in, we've achieved nothing. Right, on to the news. So, I guess the first thing before we get on like the meat of our gaming feast.
Sausage.
Are we having the potato first?
Yeah, we're having the potato first.
The meat of our gaming sausage.
Yes. So we're gonna grasp one of the two potatoes by the hand.
The two veg.
The two veg, indeed. Indeed.
The balls before the knob. I thought I'd just cut
well,
to the
if
cheese.
You, yeah. If you're gonna be a bit more incidentally, before the show, Cheese was informing everyone that one of the people on this show
you.
Had a...
It's all you, sugar...
...hooked, which is an interesting not fact.
It took you a long time to come out.
This show's going to be called Sugar... yeah, you realise that, don't you? I'm going to have to think up something more abusive for you.
Okay,
anyway, on to the news. Eidos... Potato News has Montreal has confirmed via its website that it's working on the next Deus Ex game for next-gen consoles and PCs.
Yep. As I posted on the Facebook Gamer Show, I have a next-gen cybernetic boner.
Indeed. Apparently it's the same team that worked on Human Revolution.
Apparently it's the same boner that you had last time.
It's just got LEDs on it this time.
Go faster, straight.
Yeah, cheers. The first man to have LEDs surgically.
Well, oh, dear. It's got like a landing strip.
Out the window for Jazzling, it's LED surgery for cheers.
I'm saving up for the laser sight.
So anyway, apparently some of the concept art has been added to the announcement. Showing a transhumanism segregation, which will act as a backdrop to the sequel.
That's what we do with Chase.
Yeah. So, basically, that's kind of the same kind of post-apocalyptic world idea that a lot of these Dread and all that kind of stuff, that was kind of transhuman segregation, you know, like the nicer classes lived at the tops and the lower classes in the
poorer,
bottoms.
Then you got the mutants and stuff.
Like I reckon it's going to be the other way around in this, though. I think it's going to be the people who have enhancements, the better people, are going to be up the top.
And then, in the original Deus Ex, it was even like that. Obviously, the poor and the rich, but even then, with the augmentations, the old style of augmentations, which actually had physical mechanical parts, and they were looked down upon by the people with the nanotechnology and whatnot, which looked more human but still had the same powers or even better powers.
Yeah.
So I suspect this is maybe going to introduce the nano stuff.
Apparently they're bringing a new idea to the Deus Ex universe, an ongoing, expanding and connected game world built across a generation of core games. So is this kind
of... Did you complete it?
Hmm?
Did you complete the first one?
Of course you did. How many times? The question is more how many times?
I've completed all three of them.
I am... What? even the really bad, one.
Invisible War. It wasn't that bad. I think it.
I've got it. I own it. I did not enjoy it.
If it wasn't a sequel to Deus Ex, if Deus Ex was never around and this was the first,
maybe
it'd be held in a higher light as a game. It was still solid, but it didn't live up to the original. That was its problem.
The story wasn't as good. It was pretty poor.
Yeah, but it's still. I still enjoyed it.
The newer one I got about halfway through, and I just found it tedious.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the newer one. It still didn't quite live up to the choices you could do in the first one, but still really enjoyed it. It's good. Which we've talked about before as well.
Yeah. So this, what do you think of this universe idea? So it sort of sounded like they're bringing out a whole bunch of new games across this new Deus Ex universe. Apparently it's going to be, I noted this down somewhere, wherever I noted it down, mobile projects, books and graphic novels, as well as your traditional PC and console games.
It's just a cow to milk, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah.
They're trying to turn it into make it a bigger franchise, I think, basically.
It's a rich world.
Yeah.
And there's something there.
As long as the content to make it interesting and fair play, but if it ends up being all mediocre rubbish that they're just milking, then...
Well, I think that'll be shown, because the game didn't kick off, apart from with the people who really loved the original, the game didn't kick off quite as big as they wanted it to, so it's not going to have just a moronic fan base who would buy it regardless. It is going to be judged on quality, so
they
better get their ass in gear.
Indeed. It was also announced that the Deus Ex Human Revolution Director's Cut will be released on Wii U later in October.
I heard there's boobs in it.
Is there?
No.
But they wouldn't be in the Wii U version, surely.
Sorry.
That is
full of... It's just wall to wall in the Wii U. It's pretty horrific, actually.
You know how we've moaned... Sorry, I'm sort of changing this. It's on Wii U, but it's sort of changing the subject. You know how we've moaned on here about Amazon being really rubbish at day release stuff?
Yeah.
Well, I...
Amazon that I've never, ever, ever, ever had a problem with.
Yeah.
Ever.
Although we've discussed this.
Me and you have.
We have. A friend of mine got Grand Theft Auto a few weeks ago, and he put on Facebook that he was moaning because Amazon didn't deliver on day release, notwithstanding all the other problems that Amazon had actually delivering Grand Theft Auto days early.
Yeah.
But he never got it on day release. He got it the day afterwards. And there ended up this massive big thread of people commenting on, oh, don't touch Amazon for day release. And then other folk going, never had a problem, like Sam, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So I decided to give them another try, based on the fact Sam's never had a problem. And actually, the thread on Facebook, it was the majority of people were saying, actually, I've never had a problem. Yeah. I don't know what the question is. And so I ordered Zelda. I mentioned this in the last show, the Zelda for the Wii U.
Is it the Wind Waker one? The one?
Came out on Friday.
All right.
Don't have it yet.
Still not
going. No, not going.
And that's paid for Prime stuff. So
and I am a good Amazon customer.
Yeah, that should arrive. That should have arrived. That's ridiculous.
Not here yet.
That is Paul.
And then we compared to me and Russell pre-ordered, it was F1 2013 from Simple Games, which was out on Friday. It arrived Tuesday.
Is that the same company that you advised B to go with for Rome 2?
Yeah.
That was a bit of a letdown, though.
Why didn't he just get it on Steam
Paul B,
or something? Well, not Steam.
He went out and bought it from a shop, but obviously spent more money on it. but he pre-ordered it with them, and they went, well, you can have the physical copy if you want. He was like, oh, no, sorry. They went, oh, you can have a Steam download. And he was like, well, okay.
Because they'd...
And then they said, but if you take the Steam download, you don't get the Greek City patch on
it. Right, okay.
And he was like, well, I really want that. No. I swore.
Yeah, it's like, that was bad.
Yeah, that was really poor. Because they just sent him a email that day going, we ran out of stock.
Really?
Yeah. Just that morning. We ran out of stock.
It was being phoned up that it was saying that they're out of stock because their supplier gave them less stock than what they had ordered, and they didn't realise until the stock arrived in and they weren't getting any more. Just on the supplier.
Stubble.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Sorry, it was a little bit of a trail off there. But gave them one last chance, still not here yet.
Anyone want to rant on that? Anyone want to give us their opinion on who the best it is to order from in general and to get day one release? Please post.
Kind of personal, like what you've had. Like I say, I've had problems at Amazon, so I don't pre-order stuff them anymore. I've had problems with GameStation, so I think they're dead now, I think, anyway, but I stopped pre-ordering.
No, I think
they're
still... No, yeah. No, it's Game. Game's still in the
game. Basically, anyone who lets me down, I stop pre-ordering and move on another one, and I say Simply Games and...
No Second Chances, which is?
Simply Games and Shop 2. I've basically... At latest, I get day release, but I usually get them before release with them, so that's why I always use them. Until they let me down.
Anyway, moving on to the... what will this be? The White Pudding? Because it's a little bit up from a vegetable, but it's not quite the meat of the news section.
Smeg.
The gravy.
And this is Grand Theft Auto Online. So we'll discuss actual gameplay of Grand Theft Auto Online later on in the review section. But yeah, what a disappointment. Tuesday night, we all got together. Sam.
It was always going to happen. I could see it coming.
Could not get on.
I think it's what's really let him down is the whole 2 week... The whole an idea, it was a good idea, as in like you get a single player, but you don't get access to online to 2 weeks later. So it's like so you got time for a single player, you can jump online
or at least learn it enough so that it makes sense.
The problem with that is everyone who's finished single player all tries. Basically, everyone jumps on. They're basically done or went, all right, I'm gonna try the online now because it's been 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Everyone's trying to go on at the exact same time.
Yeah.
If they actually released it online at the same time as a single player. They wouldn't have had a lot of folks still would have went, I'm going to do a bit of a Singapore before jumping online, and so they would have been drip-feeding people onto it.
Yeah, and also they could have done... I mean, I suppose we would have been moaning here, because we were discussing, myself and Chiz, and a few other guys, some of them been on the show before, like Steve and Russell and things like that, that if they had done like some kind of... Like, America got it on the Monday, and then like Europe got it on the Wednesday, and then they kind of started, like Canada came on the Friday, or you know, something like that. But then... We were kind of going, why didn't they do that? But then equally, we would have been sitting here going, why are we a week late?
That's exactly what I was just about to say. We always moan when America gets stuff first. Yeah. So they were trying to be decent. And it gave them a little bit of a slap in the face. But how long has it taken them to pull it together?
But the thing is, the problem for me was that it didn't gracefully fail. You just got stuck in this bizarre...
does gracefully fail?
Well... They should have known that they were going to have this kind of server problem. So they should have put something in place that basically said, you can go back and play your single player game while we just sit and poll the servers in the background. You know, something like that. I don't think that would have been that difficult to do, because all it would be basically doing is just pinging a server every kind of 5 minutes and going, are you really busy? Yeah, I'm really busy, right? Leave them playing a single game. And then eventually it would have come up and said, we found a server that's free. It would have reserved a space for you, like it actually does. Yeah. But you're not sitting in a parking lot. Just like it was like some kind of weird view of how heaven works. It was a car park where there was just a whole bunch of...
There's folks just appearing and vanishing. Yeah.
Just like really shoddy dogging.
Well, yeah. Really shoddy dogging.
We actually made a joke we're going to see Stan Collymore at some point. And had one guy randomly appeared, and then he was as if he was riding an intangible, invisible elevator, just went slidding in the ground. Goodbye!
But and then just went on, and we were all just kind of standing there.
It literally went on forever. Although you in your first attempt, you came back at about 45 minutes later, and you'd gotten past all of it, even though I'd waited ages. And then after, so I think after you went offline that night, 10 o'clock, eventually I got past the tutorial and in, and it was fine.
Yeah.
But although relatively, it still had problems. It was annoying, but at the end of the day, it's like, it's a massive game, tons of work to play. It's going to come right. And I thought, right, I'm not going to get mad about it. There's no point. It'll sort itself out.
It's like what I said with Rome. You just need to have a bit of patience. Exactly. You'll sort it out.
But the amount of people who have been ape fisting their keyboards is as if like Rockstar have shot their mum in the face. Yeah. It's just like, dear God.
Yes.
They did do that.
Yeah.
That.
And so be patient. And I played it yesterday and Friday, and there was another patch yesterday, and it seems to be working a bit better. Although Friday night I went from rank 11 to 15 and had about 80 grand in my bank, which I banked. I didn't have it on the cash. You have to bank your money to keep it. And then when I switched it back on Saturday, there was a patch. And then when I went back online, I was rank 9 and had 20 grand in my bank. So I was like, oh.
What's happened with all this saving stuff in garages not working and things? Has that been fixed?
Yeah, well, in Singapore, I've bought a couple of cars and they've vanished from the game, which kind of makes a whole point of like, why have an option to buy cars if you can't keep them?
Yeah.
Can you just steal them. That's Grand Theft Auto. But I thought the way it would work is the same way it works in your hangars. For if you've got a hangar with a helicopter or a plane, say if you've got two helicopters and you bought them, or and you've got them, you walk up and you press a D-pad, select what one you want, and it changes, and you fly it away, and if you crash blow it up, you run back where you got it, and it respawns there, because you own it.
Cars don't work like
but
that.
But the cars don't work that way, and I thought, well, if I'm buying it...
To be fair, neither should helicopters. If you crash it, and tough.
I know, but if you bought the car, it should work that way. It kind of makes the whole point of like buying it entirely pointless. Why even have that feature if I can just steal it, and I'm going to lose it the same way I would if I bought it? I don't understand why it's done that, and you lose cars and they vanish. But apparently they've patched it now, but I've not tested it out or anything.
Yeah, no, I've not bought any cars. I've just been stealing them, essentially. But anyway, we're gonna talk about the game in a wee minute. But so the news item basically is that the online wasn't really working, but the patches appear to have fixed it in the last kind of 48 hours from time of recording.
I've not played today, but what I briefly played yesterday and Friday, it was looking a lot better. Well, for example, in between the load and you're getting little there's text boxes appearing on screen giving you handy tips, which didn't used to be there.
Yeah.
Again, actually, I would like to hear from people who listen. I would like to hear people's opinions on whether these massive releases, whether it is acceptable for them to have problems, or whether they really should be totally ironed out. I mean, it's the idea of having it go completely right to me just seems almost impossible because the amount of variables. But should we be expecting that from them, or what do people think?
You now get games like it's FIFA and Call of Duty, which have huge amount of people buying them and playing them online straight away, but they've learned from past games to get it right, and they might have the odd problem, but not they might have the odd sort of glitch and stuff, but not to the same extent of what Grand Theft Auto's had. And I think it's maybe something Rockstar need to maybe.
But this is the first time they've kind of jumped on it, though. Really,
yeah, exactly. It's going to be a learning process for them, and they'll realise, right, this is what we should have done, and then they'll look at EA and its Activision to see what they've done there. And do the same themselves.
I don't really remember particularly, but did things like Red Dead, did they have?
They had a multiplayer thing, but it wasn't quite as big.
No, it wasn't. They did. I remember playing it, but did that have issues when that first jumped? But that was relatively basic, though.
Yeah. It was Grand Theft Auto 4. It had the multiplayer, which is, in essence, much the same as online, but you do much the same as a new one. But the fact that it released with the game at the same time, I say it drip-fed people on it. Folk gradually jumped on it when they finished the single player. It wasn't everyone at the same time like it was with this, which has proved to be a bad call in their hands. I understand why they did it, and it was a good idea, but they just weren't ready for the amount of people basically bombarding their servers at the same time.
Yeah. Okay, and now on to the meat, the bratwurst of the news, and that is the Steam announcements and one rumour as well.
Yeah.
So, we'll work through the announcements first. So, we mentioned in the last show that Steam had launched a webpage that basically said they were going to do three announcements, and we took from the URL that it was going to be all around the living room. So, those announcements have happened now. And the first of the three, well, I don't know what order they actually came in, but
was SteamOS first.
SteamOS. So, they've announced SteamOS, which is basically an operating system built on Linux that you can download for free, and you can install on, as far as I can tell, any PC hardware.
I think so, yeah.
And it is exactly as the name suggests, isn't it? It's just an operating system that's built around Steam. Mm-hmm. You can install your games, and you can link up your computer to your monitor, your TV, or whatever it happens to be, and you can just play, what's that Steam? Big Screen.
Yeah.
It's essentially Big Screen Steam.
Yeah, it's entirely free.
I can't get used to Big Screen.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
It's very handy for me who I've got my PC hooked up to my TV. So if I'm using playing a game that I can use the controller with, I'll just flick it to my TV and kick back and play it that way. And it's a lot easier, so I don't have to go back over to my keyboard and do things. Just use the controller. So, but it's set up to use a controller with. And that's why. But if you're sitting in front of a PC and just use keyboard and mouse, then it's not much use to you.
Yeah. So is that available just now, the SteamOS? It's 2014, isn't it?
I missed that bit, I don't know.
All right, okay. The other thing they announced was the SteamOS gaming machines. Now, they're going to let out to 30 beta testers.
I thought it was 300.
It's 300.
You're right, it's 300.
Proving I actually read something.
30 seems a bit low.
Yeah, I actually said that and thought, it's weird, but it's really small font on my screen here that I'm reading off. And the graphic kind of looked like there's just going to be all sorts of random shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
So they're not going to put any restrictions around it.
They've not shown what it actually looks like. But they're also going to release the CAD. Mm-hmm. Sort of thing for it, so if you want, you can build the box yourself.
Yeah.
Oh well, that's kind of that's what Valve are like. We can do it for you, or you can do it yourself.
We just want you to buy our games, basically. Yeah. You do what you want.
But some of the specs of it is basically they showed off the 300 Bezga range from a medium PC to really powerful PC. But the specs of the powerful PC, that's nearly a PC that's going to cost well over a grand. Mm-hmm. And so it's what are these Steam machines going to cost? I suspect the cheapest is going to be around maybe the Xbox One and PS4 prices, but then upwards.
Yeah. I'd
be surprised even the lowest spec is as cheap as
a
PlayStation 4.
It's essentially a PC, but you are now buying a PC for the sole purpose of playing Steam on. Now, I accept that I recently bought a PC and I can't think of anything that I've played on that PC except for Steam. Mm-hmm. Because even if I bought something from GOG or Green Man or something like that, it still activates on Steam.
If you've already got a good gaming PC, then it's probably entirely pointless looking at it. It's for a market who are thinking about it, and it's easy just to pick up and grab, and there it is. But although you can upgrade it just like a PC as
in
well.
In that scenario,
I
think
of people that would buy it.
But in that scenario, though, is it not more likely that they will be really trying to drive the cost down? Because they will be shaving off all profit margins because they just want these things in people's houses so that you buy content from Steam.
Possibly, yeah. It's like we'll have to see what the price is going to be, but the specs that I've seen so far of what they're going to range are
hefty.
So, I'd say the highest was easily PC, it would be over £1,000. Mm. So, I'd be so amazed if it's lower than that, mm-hmm. For the most powerful one, anyway.
Yeah. And finally, the third announcement was the Steam controller. Now, this is a weird looking device.
Haptic.
Yeah.
And haptic things, what the hell that means.
It's got. We could put a link in the show notes to the graphic of it, but essentially it actually looks like, do you remember the old Atari Jaguar controllers? If you ignoring the indents where you use a controller, but it's that same kind of shape.
A billion buttons.
Yeah, without the billion buttons. But you have a touchscreen where the billion buttons were on the Atari Jaguar controller. And then it's got these two kind of...
trackpads, basically.
Yeah, little trackpad areas, yeah. And they're haptic as well, so if you move your finger slowly across it, it gives you a little kind of ticking sensation in your thumbs. Yeah. If you move it quickly...
Depending on what you're doing, it'll change the...
Because the software controls it.
Yeah, because the same way as the rumble and the triggers in Xbox One controller is, depending on what you're doing in the game, say if you're braking in a car or pulling the trigger in a gun, they can change it's a rumble to emphasise what you're doing, so it's not the same rumble for everything.
That looks interesting.
I take it from the haptic, it's a rumble could play
just
from
to describe Chase is doing a kind of motion here, or the feeling up of
I'm sticking my thumb in a chicken
unknown gentleman. Right.
If I'd seen this controller made by everyone else, I'd probably be scratching my head at it, but because Valve, I've got a track record of most of the time getting things right, I'll keep an eye on it, and anything that innovates controllers and makes them better is good, because what they're trying to say is what they wanted was a controller that worked just as well as using a mouse and keyboard. That's what they're trying to go for. They wanted the aiming to feel like you're using a mouse, and the folk I've had hands-on have said it works pretty brilliant.
Yeah, I've seen some really good stuff on them.
Depending on from game to game, it varies and whatnot. So
I think it's worth giving it a shot.
Yeah, let's keep an eye on it.
In regard to they've done really well, which they have done really well on pretty much everything they've done, this is their first little venture into hardware, and they're yet to be proven.
We'll see what happens.
But it'll be interesting.
And so finally, and I think this is more exciting for me than the other three announcements, well, not that this is an announcement, so... we have some evidence, finally, that Half-Life 3 is in operation, or Half-Life 3 is in development. So, their internal project management system called Jira, or Jira, depending on what company you work for, basically what this is it's a website that controls tasks and tickets for doing different parts of a project. It normally would be locked down and you'd have to use a username and password to get in, but something happened and it became available to the public. Very briefly last week, And it actually has two listings for two separate teams within the Valve Jira platform, called Half-Life 3 and Half-Life 3 Core Team. When it was opened up, you could even drill down into these two teams to find out there's 46 folk in total currently working on Half-Life 3 and Half-Life 3 Core. And now this can't be faked, because Jira is a well-known platform for project management, things like that, so it's unlikely that they wouldn't be using something like that or something similar. And also the domain name they were sitting on was a domain name that's owned by Valve as well, so it's fairly definitive that it's them. Also, coincidentally, earlier on, was it last week? I've got it written here somewhere, September the 29th, Half-Life 3 was trademarked and registered in the official European Registration Office website by Valve. So a lot of evidence pointing to the fact that, true as it is...
You think they'd have that already?
I'm kind of surprised. Yeah,
Either means we're going to get some sort of announcement soon, or it means they've just started making it. So in other words, we've got another 5 years till we see it.
Yeah, it's almost 10 years since the last one, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we've had like 20 Assassin's Creed games in that too.
Still freaking amazing.
100 Call of Duties.
Really? The last one was freaking amazing?
The Half-Life 3.
Oh, the Half-Life, the Half-Life.
I didn't even play the last one, I boycotted it.
It seems to have quite a strong team on it. So you've got guys that have made mods, you've got people who have worked on previous Half-Life projects, supervisor, and then you've got a whole bunch of people, they're not rookies, but they're new recruits to Valve who have worked on Doom 3, Left 4 Dead, Counter-Strike, Global Offensive, using the same leak as well, the same Jira leak, it appears that there's a team currently working on Left 4 Dead 3 as well.
There was something. Awesome. There was a leak about that a while back as well, I think.
Yeah. But so.
All good.
All very good. So. So
wouldn't mind seeing a Red Dead too.
That surely is in production.
Someone at Rockstar, somebody high up, had mentioned it. But I actually pasted it on the Gamer Show Facebook page a while back.
Did you?
But you mustn't have read it, thanks. but someone had basically let slip that what you'd like to see or what they're doing, and you might slip a bit about. I can't mind exactly what it said, but you might let slip about a new Red Dead, which to me isn't like an unofficially announcing the game is getting made, although
it had to be.
And I assume it'll be next gen.
Yeah.
Well, it has to be.
Yeah.
Awesome, no?
Yeah, I think that will be. I loved Red Dead.
That'll be the thing that forces me into actually buying a next-gen console, I think.
Yep. Cool. So, Sam.
Red Dead never saw on PC, did it? It never appeared, did it?
No, it didn't.
What's your preview this week, Samuel?
Titanfall. I've just seen some videos. It looks really
cool. What is Titanfall?
They're on a planet. It's in the future.
Wow. It's not Earth.
It's not Earth. No. That's why I said it. Is it?
Well, Earth is a planet, though. So
yeah, but it's on some random planet where they've recolonized, right. And they've got they're getting invaded.
Did terraform
basically? I think so. Mm. I'm not sure. And they've got these great big mech things that they stomp around in.
Titans.
Yeah. And it just looks quite fun.
Do they fall?
Yeah, you call them in. It's Titanfall. It's called when you call in your Titan.
But you don't. From what I've seen, you don't have to. Like, you don't do all your combat in these things. You can jump out and run about as a little bloke as well.
And if you Titan, and you can tell your Titan to follow you around and back you up and whatnot, which is quite cool. So, which I've saw in one video.
It just looks pretty sweet. I think generally. Uh-huh. Have a look.
Cool. Yeah. Very good. Cheers.
My preview was Battlefield 4, which I don't know if I've done before. I'm sure. Actually, no one will tell me if I have done because we have no listeners. Battlefield 4, I think there's a beta going on just now. That's a really hairy belly you've got. I can lend you a trimmer.
What are you even doing, Sam?
Just trying to put him off by fingering my belly button.
We're going to need Paul's Flymo for that. Battlefield 4, there's a beta at the moment, which I think I believe he's been having some hitches as well.
Right,
I've not tried it out, but I think beta, I'm sure it's on PC and 360 at the moment, and PlayStation 3, but I'll probably avoid 360 and PS3 version because I want to play the fancy, pretty graphics of the PC, because I'll probably begin it for the Xbox One, which will be closer to it.
Yeah.
And
when's Battlefield 4 out?
It's out on launch for Xbox One and PlayStation 4.
Right.
So,
okay.
22nd of November or right, November, yep. Or some point in November for PC as well.
Yep.
And yeah, I'd say like for an online game of just massive warfare up to 64 players and mm-hmm. all doing different things. And I really enjoyed playing it was Battlefield 3, actually getting a squad together mm-hmm. and properly working together. And you don't die instantly or as quickly as you do in Call of Duty. So if you're worried about, oh, I'm not good at games, you do. Especially if you're working with people, you will get better at the game rather than folk just constantly running behind you and shooting you in the head or stabbing you mm-hmm. as they do in Call of Duty. So it's a bit
I've
more,
tried it and I found it better.
Yeah. And it's just really good fun. And some of the destruction in it, for example, like blowing holes in walls and buildings or totally taking out bridges to take out tanks and various things. And the environment is more interactive cool. than what you'd get in normal sort of games of that stature. So really looking forward to that.
Cool. My preview is Lego Marvel Super Heroes. There's not really much to say. The Lego games are awesome. And this one's got like the Hulk and Iron Man. And
what also characters can you play in it?
As far as I'm aware, you've got the Hulk. It's no, basically
Lego,
Avengers.
Knowing Lego is probably like 100 characters.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure I saw Lego DC mm-hmm. ones as well.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Batman and they've done Batman and Superman, so they must have got rights to do Marvel. Yeah. So Marvel went, oh, like we did there. Here you go.
Here's some more. There's not really much to say. The trailers look quite interesting. I mean, it doesn't look like you're going to get anything wild and new from any other Lego game, but all the Lego games are pretty awesome. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. I think I'll pick it up.
The sort of game you can play with your daughter as well.
Yeah, yeah, it's that kind of thing. It'll be a good family game, I think. And it's always quite a good like, sense of humour through them as well. So it will be a pretty good, I would imagine.
That was a gamer show first. I nearly choked to death, and now we have the first vomit mid.
I kind of thought we might mention that, but
nope. Sam had to change his jumper. Although it did improve it.
I choked a monkey.
Crack
on.
Sorry, lost my train of thought there. So, we've already mentioned what me and Chiz are going to talk about in our playing this week, but Sam,
there's
what have you
just
been?
Absolutely no point.
It's just Rome 2.
Yeah.
You couldn't have at least like played a
nope.
game on Android or something?
No,
like
I really couldn't.
Okay. Right, we'll just
I played 5 minutes of GTA 5.
Did you?
Yeah.
So, you basically did the first mission.
Stole a tractor. No. I didn't do any missions.
But you have to do the first mission to actually start the game.
Amy's brother did it.
Oh, right, okay.
So, I got the game, and then Amy basically kicked me out this weekend, not through falling out or anything, but I got kicked out of my house. Not bitter or anything. and I was kindly taken in by Amy's brother and his fiancé, and took it around there, and he just played it.
And you
but
just
it was kind of his
them.
House. No, I sat downstairs because it was really awkward because his Xbox is in his bedroom, their bedroom.
Right.
So you were both like you'd be lying in bed next to him watching him play Grand Theft Auto.
No, I was sitting downstairs on the couch watching awful television. It was really good. But stole a tractor, ran over every form of wildlife that I could find. Mm-hmm. So that was a coyote, a deer, a male deer, and a cow.
Nice.
I
really enjoyed getting
the cow.
It
was really funny. Yeah. I'd parachute down and land in a field with a cow, and I went, And then it took a good few kicks because it kept getting back up, which annoyed me. And but it's the fact that his head was there, and the proper animation was spot on its head every time. And it amused me. And I'm sure Petter are really disappointed in me.
I managed to set a cougar on fire. It appeared around the corner. I was. No, actually, I'm not going to give any spoilers. It is a mission, but it doesn't really matter. It's not relevant to the story. And so I had my van parked on top of a hill. And
you were fanning, were you?
It was on top of a hill. It was broad daylight. And I had to destroy the van for reasons that will become apparent when you play the game. And I was going through my inventory of stuff because I was trying to find a fun way instead of just like a sticky bomb and walk away. And so I thought, right, I'm going to see how far I can make a trail of oil run. And so I started it under the van and I started to just walk around the hill. And my plan was to like walk circles because I parked the van on the peak of the hill and I was just going to walk in circles around the hill. Mm. And I thought it'd be a really nice effect because I'd get like lines of fire going up it. And then this cougar appeared out of nowhere. I basically just started running and the cougar started coming towards me and I threw some oil on it and then jumped inside the van that I had at the top of the hill, and managed to drive away and got far enough away from the cougar so it stopped chasing me, shot the trail that I'd made of the oil, and then realized this cougar was still running towards me, but now it was on fire because the flame had gotten up. It was that was quite fun.
Did your coil of flame work?
Hadn't gotten to a point that I could have like stood back and admired it, it didn't really work. I'm sure maybe if I'd been standing where I was planning to, if the cougar hadn't ruined my big plan, it would have all worked. But I had to basically sprint because I ended up getting myself caught in a position whereby I'd made these rings going up to the top. I then got in the van and drove halfway down. Cougar was chasing me, jumped out the van, shot the gas, and then basically all around me was now on fire.
You've made the story last far too long.
I was trying to paint the correct word picture. Sam, so you're playing.
Yeah,
role.
So that's what I was playing this week. I did exactly what Paul just said. Mm.
Me and Chiz basically started Grand Theft Auto Online this week, and we've already kind of discussed it, but I thought we could maybe just kind of talk about some of the cool stuff that you can do in it.
Yeah.
There's this thing that you can do whereby if somebody is robbing like a petrol station or a supermarket or something like that, you can drive your car over the front of the door and basically trap them in.
Yeah, like what Steve did to me.
Yeah, and everybody appears to be doing this. And there was a picture online. It was a friend of mine posted, retweeted on Twitter. One of his friends has posted. And it was a screenshot of my friend's friend's character inside like a Quickie Mart 7-Eleven type thing. And there was another guy, another online guy, but he didn't know him, parked his car across the front of this store, standing on the bonnet, giving him the fingers. And he claims that this had been happening for 2 hours and he just couldn't get out the store.
And he didn't quit.
Well, I'm assuming you respawn in the same place, so there would be no benefit to that.
No, you can set your respawn to be to somewhere else if you've got no options.
Ah, right, okay. Well, either he exaggerated or he didn't know that. But it occurred to me, is this maybe something that Rockstar maybe needs to look at, this ability to trap people in buildings?
Well,
maybe put a time limit on it or something.
Yeah, and also, is there any way for it to kind of go, this guy's just being a bit of an arsehole, can we fix this, please?
Well, it's got a bad and a good rep, actually, for being... good rep. I actually got my first reward, which was £1,000 appeared in my bank account for having good rep. And, oh, that's quite good.
So how do you get good rep? I can understand how you get bad rep.
By basically not killing other players or stealing their money or doing things to them and whatnot. But if you've got bad rep, for example, you go around and you're killing random real people in the session, you get bad rep. And if you constantly got bad rep, it ends up putting you in sessions with people with similar rep.
So
it tries to group people with good rep all put together, people with bad rep, so it stops the bad rep people ruining all the good reps.
Right.
Okay. That's a really good idea.
Yeah. So, although I've mainly been playing either private sessions just to learn the mechanics of the game without people shooting me, or playing sessions with just me and Steve or whoever, just a group of friends, but I've had the odd random one out to people. And so far, I've not actually been killed by any random people when I've been playing it. I had one moment where I was, before I learned you could actually drop your money into your bank account from your phone through internet banking, I thought you had to go to the ATM machines. And to put your money that way, but you can just use your phone to do it. I don't know how you can actually take physical cash into your phone and put it in your bank account, but apparently you can. Because you've got cash on you and you've got a bank account, but once it's in there, it's safe. But any cash you've got on you, you're carrying, if you die, you drop it and somebody can steal it.
Okay.
So it's not safe until you bank it. So if you've done a few missions and you've got like 50, no, you've got 50 grand, bank it or you will regret it.
Yeah.
But I'd been at a cash line and I'd just put the money in and there's two random players both pulled up across the street, and it was like being in Leith. I looked across and they're just looking at me and I thought, I'm going to walk over to my car and drive away slowly. I drove away and then I could see from the blips and looking behind me, they were following me. I was like, I don't have cash anymore, there's no point. I eventually lost them. They followed me for ages, but I eventually passed and nothing happened. And then there was that time I was playing, me and Steve decided to go and rob a petrol station, and we pulled up outside and we decided that Steve was going to be the getaway driver and I'd go and get the cash. I got out, and just as I got the car, somebody, a random person playing on his own appeared, got out of his car, and we both kind of stood and looked at each other going, we're doing the same thing here, aren't we? He put on a mask, and I went, I need to do that. Good thinking. And we both went to the store and robbed the clerk at the same time, while at the same time, kind of, you could see we're kind of looking at, there was no communication because I was in private chat with Steve, but you could see we're both looking at each other, not trusting each other at all.
Yeah.
But we're both on the same page where I won't shoot you if you don't shoot me. And then the clerk dropped the cash and he beat me to pick up the cash and ran out and I let him go. And then, but because I'd helped rob, the cops were after us as well. So me and Steve had nobody and getting, and the cops chased after us. But I noticed in the bottom left-hand corner a few minutes later, this random player had divided up of, I don't think, maybe gave me and Steve like 10% of the cash or something.
Right,
but it was still like 60 quid. He maybe got a few hundred, but he actually gave us some of the cash.
That's quite good that you can do that.
It was measly nothing, but still, it was a goodwill gesture.
Mm-hmm.
And my faith in online gamers was, what's the word?
Reaffirmed.
Yeah. Well, not reaffirmed. I've always distrusted WoW as well, but it went up a notch. You know, like,
okay.
There's some real people out there.
Yeah.
Do you distrust them because you base it upon how you generally act?
Maybe a bit of that, and possibly because most of the little gits are like 12 years old. And
right.
But I like that whole thing. I like that whole thing where you can, I did appreciate they did that, where you group together the like-minded people.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get somebody who's just kind of just been a bit of an arse, and he gets put in a room with loads and loads of people who have been arses. Yeah.
What if you're totally inept? What if you're trying to be a good guy? Theoretically, supposing there's this guy I know called Sam, who's not very good at these kind of games. Yeah. Bit of a special person. And you totally not allowed to say that word. I was dancing around saying because I know we're not allowed to say that.
We're not.
No. Mm. Yeah. And supposing he was trying to rob places and trying to protect his friends, but he just kept clipping them with his shotgun because he's rubbish.
Well, it was me and Steve were, again, we're doing a game. One of the missions was two teams of four, and we had to go and rob, steal a briefcase. It was evidence from a crooked cop or something. And basically, the two teams are separate, you start, and then you have to go and get the briefcase, then take it back to your hideout. At one point, I had managed to, it was me and Steve and two random people against four random people. And I'd managed to kill one of the opposing team who had the briefcase. And just as I ran up to pick up, somebody in my own team ploughed into me with their car and killed me just as I picked up the briefcase. The rest of the time, he was helping.
Intentional, do you think?
No, because the rest of the time he was helping and killing them and trying to help us out. I think he just didn't realise I was on his team until he splatted me. And he went, oh, crap, sorry. He didn't apologise, nothing happened, but it was kind of like...
That would be me.
Yeah, that would be you.
Yeah.
But so when it has worked, it's been really good fun. But there's no proper heist yet. I don't know if you have to rank up to get them or they're not in the game yet. And if they're coming. But the heists need to happen. Because at some point, I'm imagining I'm going to get to such a high rank. If the heists are like months or weeks or whatever away, it's like they need to be sooner. Because once the game's up and running, it's still going to be fun messing about and doing everything. But we want the heists now.
Yeah, because,
Well, maybe now still a bit soon, but we want them...
Soon.
Another really quick question about the rating system. Are you the ones that vote, or does the game...
No, there doesn't seem...
The game susses it. Because the game could be quite judgmental, perhaps.
Yeah.
I'm just worried now.
you can't... the players... I'm not seeing an option to vote on other players. I think that they'll not have that, because you will get a group of people who will downvote
I'm just going to end up being spiteful. The really weedy little bloke who accidentally killed someone but got sent to the maximum security prison. No, I don't want
to. And becomes the session.
Everyone just kills me.
The only thing you get to vote on is vote. After every it's mission and activity, you get to vote if you like it or not. So Rockstar get to know, all right, people don't like that, we'll stop doing missions.
That's
like that,
cool.
Or take it, or the missions people do like, all right, we'll do more stuff like that, or improve, or put it at the top of your list of like sessions you can choose and things like that.
Cool. Yeah. It's very good fun. Now that maybe they've not completely ironed it all out yet.
Our plan, I think, after this is the three of us are going to try it out, see how well it works, are we not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although, I noticed it takes about 20 minutes or something to once you put the disc in, because it's not even installed or anything on my... I probably should have done that just before I came over.
Doesn't take that long. Take maybe 10 minutes for the install disc.
If it actually has to do downloads, though.
No, it doesn't.
Right, that's fine. Then.
Well, no, it does. I think it...
It's there's like about a 50, 50 there's yeah, like 50 meg. There'll be like a
because I'm living
60 meg,
in banjo land. Now.
Yeah, there'll be a 60 meg download patch or something like that, which that shouldn't take too long. Yeah.
Okay,
cool. This podcast and all the others in the British Tech Network are brought to you by UK2. They are absolutely awesome people. They've got some great deals on. Well, actually, most of them are.
Whoa! I've not done my game.
We talked about Grand Theft Auto Online.
That was yours.
Okay.
I thought
Cheers.
That was it.
I thought that was both of ours.
Sorry. Do the advert again and I'll do mine.
This podcast and all the others on the British Tech Network is brought to you by UK2. They're absolutely fantastic. They've supported the British Tech Network for quite some time now, and they're going to continue to support them for the years to come. They have some fantastic offers on. They've actually had some awesome offers on kind of 30% off domains and things like that over the summer, but they're all gone now. But if you still want a really, really good domain... discount. I think one of the best out there is 20% off if you use British Tech domains when you're buying a domain name at UK2. If you head on over to BritishTechNetwork.com and click on the sponsors link, you will see all the different voucher codes and things like that in there. So that's VPS, VPN, domains, all sorts of that good stuff. And if you then use the click through on there, that'll tell UK2 that we sent you and you didn't just get the voucher code off of voucher codes or one of those equivalent forum-y type websites. That's UK2. We love them. They support British Tech, and we hope that you will support them too. So now, Chiz, you're just going to completely break the flow of the show, and you're going to do your review now. Or what have you been playing?
I've been
this
playing,
week?
Yeah, because you ignored it.
Well, it says in the show. Oh no, actually, it doesn't.
What does it say there?
It says FIFA 2013.
No, F1.
Oh, sorry, F1.
What's wrong with your eyes?
Okay.
Did you spew in them?
F1. 2013 and GTA Online. I just read GTA Online.
Can I do it? Brum brum, he went fast. Right, let's move on to the next bit.
Just please tell us about F1 2013.
No, I'll do it next time. Carry on.
Really?
Chiz is actually crying. He's got silent tears running down his beautiful little face.
Okay, so Bargain Basement.
It's eyeball sweat.
As we said in the last show, this is the last Bargain Basement we're doing for a little while. We're not completely shooting this segment down, but we are putting it on hiatus for a little bit.
It's freshen up. It's
freshen I up am real. Bored. Less with it. I think I'm pretty sure you're allowed to say that one.
Possibly. So what we're going to try, well, we've got reviews of our last Bargain Basement games, but then we've got some independent games because we thought we'd try some independent games because they quite often get overlooked, the ones that are like available on Steam and things like that. We're going to aim for kind of under the kind of $5, £5 mark.
And if anyone wants to send us some.
Yes.
And we will be totally fair. I will not go off on Fair Street and just be a bag. We will be nice and we will be fair, and if it's got good points and bad points, we will say both. And yeah.
Yes.
I think you'll find that they're actually
massive.
Oh dear.
Okay. Baboons. So if you've got an independent game or you're an independent developer and you want us to rate your game, please let us know. Rate. I said rate.
I know you did.
But meantime, we have a few games tonight. But anyway, Sam, what did you have as your Bargain Basement challenge for
I
the last?
I can't remember.
So you didn't even bother. The last one we're doing
already
for
told
the
you
next
this.
Week.
I can't remember, and I didn't bother.
Grand. Well done, Sam. Cheers. What did you have?
I had played Crimhins.
What?
What was that?
I changed the name to make it more interesting. It's Chrome Hounds.
Right.
And it's mm-hmm. basically, it's a mech warrior sort of game with, I like how the intro, which was badly choreographed of mechs fighting each other, which looked, I don't know.
Awful.
Like, Uwe Boll would have directed it better. But
I don't know who that is.
All right, yeah, a famous bad director who makes films based on computer games like Postal and stuff.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And House of the Dead, which he was awful. there you go. It starts off saying like a badly written, clearly translated from Japanese, going, the world like had an unstable piece of nuclear weapons until one foolish moment. Since then, we've been fighting. what moment? I assume a nuclear warhead went off, but it didn't explain why. It's like, I know, Steve knocked some tea in it and it went mental. And,
And then
they decided the only future was to make massive robots fight each other, like mechs, everyone controlled the mechs, and then there wasn't enough manpower, so we got mercenaries, all about mercenary group.
Because
it's just like, oh.
No, that is pretty obvious, right? If you think of it as a progressional state, right? So first you've got blokes hitting each other with rocks, and then you move up to spears and stuff, mm-hmm. Then it's guns, right? Yeah. And then it's planes.
Bows and arrows,
stuff.
Come on, let's do that first.
I'm skipping that God bit, sake. It got a bit boring. and then, right, it's bombs. And after the atomic bomb, which kills, you know, millions of people, you're obviously going to move on to a great big robot that can run at about 15 miles an hour.
Pretty much.
And just has guns on it.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And it's it's basically the game. Like, well, you've got two sort of views, but which I thought was quite nice was like from the third person view from behind it when you're controlling it. You don't have you don't actually have a aiming reticle right in front of it. You've got a second screen in the top right, which is like the first person view, which has the aiming on it, which you click on the right stick to jump back and forth between those two views.
Right.
So I kind of like that idea of that.
That sounds quite cool.
Yeah, and you've got your map and. The whole point of each of the missions is basically there's like there's control stations. You have to go along to that, hold that until it unlocks NA, it's called, which is network area, which increases your radar view so you can see more enemies and what things to do. And you can anyone of your team AI in that zone you can communicate with. If they're not in that zone, you can't communicate and organise your attacks and stuff. And it's not too bad. I think it was 2006 it made. Graphics and animations were nice enough without being anything amazing, but wasn't too bad actually, apart from cool. Not really knowing what I was doing half the time. But
sweet.
Yeah. That was Krumhunes.
Krumhunes. I had Company of Heroes. I jumped straight in. I couldn't be bothered with the tutorial.
Sam way of playing.
I played the first couple of levels, and I was.
What did I say?
Yeah, I know.
You were so predictive. It's so freaking. Predictable.
Anyway,
that's where you play games. Or?
No, no.
He did. You. He did say that you would say this.
It's the way you play.
So I was quite enjoying it, but there was a few things that I didn't really understand what was going on. I was trying to like kind of march my guys quite in a very detailed fashion. I want you to go there, then I want you to shoot there
in a straight line, like Tusken Raiders.
No. It was like I was deciding the cover for them to go to, and once I got to that cover, I was then telling them to shoot things.
Can Tusken Raiders not turn corners?
They walk in single file to hide their numbers.
What it turns out is if you just tell it to attack that thing. The little guys have got.
Hang on, that only works if they're walking straight towards you. If you're looking at them side on, you just go, right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, it's 5. Tusken. Oh no! They're straight on now. What? I have no idea how many there are.
What if there's two of you and, like, and they're walking straight line towards one person?
So you've got two perspectives.
And, yeah, you've got two perspectives.
Like, oh, no, there's no. I don't know like, how many. Dave, there's only two of them. It's all right. I can see. All right.
I was asking the other way. It's like they're all walking towards Bob and Bob. Oh, it's just one of them. And it's like, no, Steve, there's loads of them. It's an optical illusion. They're tricking you.
Oh, that was some quality. Yeah, that's the way it goes.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you anymore about Company of Heroes.
Well, let's face it, the Tusken Raiders thing is better.
I'm going to keep it, and I'm probably going to play it a bit more.
It's pretty good fun, Paul. It gets really difficult quite quickly.
The Tusken Raider Simulator.
Actually, what it reminded me of was a more serious version of Commandos. That kind of top down.
Yeah.
Tell this little group of guys to go there.
Yeah, but
Commandos
with groups,
an awesome little game. Yeah.
Rather than individual
like one
chaps,
guy, like
yeah,
a sapper or whatever. So to kick off our independent version, I found two games. Chiz, you have Gateways.
Oh, it has. What? I'm trying to pick it to see what the actual image of that looks like.
So, Master the Gateway guns to travel across a room instantly, change size.
Is that
walk
a little
walls.
Boy on his back or a bag?
It's a gun.
It's a gun.
It's a gun.
Okay.
Or even travel in time. So,
is this for the iPhone?
No, no, no. This is PC or Mac. So right. I would imagine you want a PC. So one of the most recent reviews says, like 2D Portal.
Lick.
Lick. Lick. Lick a 2D Portal. like 2D Portal, but not like Portal.
What?
Yeah, I know. So his review says, you can give this game 5 stars for creativity, but I took off a star because it seemed like something was missing. We'd be tempted to call this 2D version of Portal, but it's better in some ways, kind of gun, more kinds of guns, portals, and not in others. What's missing is more a Portal-like puzzle-level design that was so much more fun in the game. Another thing I think the game needs. So this. So
did you just pick the worst sort of written review? Didn't read it?
No, because all the other
the
ones.
The least coherent review.
It's a game that looks like COD, but doesn't play like COD, but it's like COD, but maybe.
So there's only 3 reviews. The third one says, don't play unless you have XNA, which is a development environment. And then the other review says, ignore the person who says, don't play this.
The comment section.
I love it. I love it when they do things like that. Yeah.
So that's the other 2 reviews. Which
ignore
really...
the noob above.
So the only review that actually gives you anything. It kind of sounds like it's somebody trying to do something a little bit different with sort of a portal-y type thing. It looks like a platformer. I thought it kind of looked quite interesting, actually.
Cool.
So Chiz, that's yours. Okay. Sam,
I assume you'll send me the link to it.
I will. I'll gift it to you. These ones are on GOG. Sam, you have a game called Escape Goat.
Yes.
Escape Goat is a puzzle platforming game where you take on the role of a goat who is imprisoned for witchcraft.
Oh. Oh. This.
Witchcraft and goats.
This looks good. This has promise.
Take heart, for a friendly magic mouse accompanies you, and he can help in the most unexpected ways. Together, you must solve the myriad rooms of treacherous poison of Angus in order to escape. So,
Angus,
Angus, as in the guy from AC/DC.
Okay,
The person who has imprisoned the goat, is it?
No, I don't know. It looked quite interesting. A lot of the reviews actually are very positive for it as well. So,
are they coherent?
Actually, I watched the trailer and the reviews were on the end of the trailer. This only has 1 review. It's 5-star, great little puzzler. Right, I'm going to try this one. The main game is a series of puzzle levels, very classic in their design and very well thought and well crafted. They introduce you to every new feature gradually, so when you are at the end of the game, things get really difficult. Other available levels, once you finish the main campaign, are much more devious, but just for the entertainment of those first levels, the game is really worth it.
Is it worth Sam playing it? Because he won't be as coherent as that.
So I will send you both those games.
There was a goat. I jumped, and there was a goat.
I tried to make it escape. I didn't.
So, what independent game did you have for me? Both of you forgot, didn't you?
Yeah.
Right. I've got your game, but I thought you said before Sam had one for you.
Yeah, Sam, I thought you were sorting one out. No?
No.
When did I say that?
Am I still playing a Bargain Basement Challenge again?
You do have an independent game, but I'll sort it out for next
time. I can get you an independent game.
You've got a choice. You can have this, or Sam can source you one later date, but I suspect you might
tomorrow.
Have played this, but I wasn't entirely sure. It's from my collection.
What is it?
I have not played that.
It is awesome.
It's called Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines.
It's a huge cult classic. It's one of the great RPGs of all time.
And you're role playing Legend is Born.
Although we should warn him that you'll have to go off and download all the independently developed
patches
for
fixes.
It to fix it. Because they released it and it was awful.
It was broken.
Really broken.
You basically
had
to use a cheat code to get past one level because the game crashed. And for it was everyone.
But in itself, it is actually a phenomenal game.
Yeah.
Okay. It's top 10 most anticipated games for 2004 from PC Gamers.
I would like to see a new version of that.
Yeah,
that would be amazing.
Yeah,
but we're a bit iffy about that. Yeah. It is incredible, though.
Cool. Okay, so I will send you 2 links to those, and that's basically us. You can follow us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, I should say. Come across our Google Plus community as well.
Has that been getting any love lately or any updates?
Well, actually, I went on it the other day, and rather embarrassingly, because none of the 3 of us really pay attention to Google Plus at all. People have actually been posting questions and stuff like that.
Have they?
Including Chris Cameron, who was on the show last Christmas. He put on a question on there. So sorry about that, Chris.
Feel bad.
Carl's put a couple of things up, and there's other people asked us questions. So we really should give that a bit of love. So apologies for that. I know we say this every show. We'll try and give Google Plus
a little bit. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to log in on my phone and have it actually flash up updates, and then I'll check.
If you want to follow the network on Twitter, that's at British Tech. If you want to follow me on Twitter, at Paul Wheatley. Sam on Twitter is at Dr. Nasty Flaps, but he doesn't do anything. If you want to email...
It's more dead than Google Plus.
If you want to email anything about the show, please email britishtechnews@gmail.com. And that's basically us. We will see you in 2 weeks.
We're off to play GTA Online if it works.
Indeed. Ooh. Have a good one. Good night.
Bye.